This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Douglas County School Superintendent Corey Wise says he was fired illegally over his support for masking and equity policies. Wise described the meeting where he was told to resign or be fired.
You know, it was a pretty clear ultimatum. We want you to resign. We want to know by Tuesday night, effective Wednesday. If you don't, we're prepared to terminate. Short meeting, but very clear in expectation and ultimatum.
Wise alleges discrimination and retaliation by the district and four members of the school board. The man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder last year appears in court today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Boulder prosecutors plan to share an update on the mental state of the 22-year-old suspect. He was found incompetent to stand trial last year. Officials have released few details about his condition, other than he's currently being treated at the Colorado Mental Health Institute of Pueblo. The suspect faces more than 100 criminal charges related to the mass shooting. If a judge rules he's competent, a trial date will be set. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver is about to release a suite of new incentives to help residents ditch fossil fuels. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Jonathan Rogers is an energy specialist for the city. He says the rebates are meant to encourage residents to convert their homes to only run on electricity. Altogether, he says the incentives should offset the cost by 80%.
So I would encourage people who are thinking about that furnace replacement or air conditioner replacement to take advantage of our program early, because these high incentive levels, they might not last forever.
The program would provide up to $9,000 for electric heat pumps for home heating and cooling, $3,200 for an electric water heater, and $4,000 for home solar. The program launches later this month on Earth Day. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado snowpack is nearly normal for this time of year, but warmer than normal spring temperatures are melting off mountain snow early. It could be another difficult year for water supplies. Federal numbers show statewide stream flow is 86% of average.